All right, folks, I got a very special guest for FluffTube today. Let me tell you, Gene Decode is visiting the corner today to talk about two big subjects. We're going to be talking about the Russian earthquake, the volcano that's erupting. Could more be coming? I'm sure Gene has a lot to say on that. And we're going to be talking about Trump putting feds in D.C., National Guard in D.C., and more cities to come. Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and Baltimore, just to name a few. Question is, why? Why is he doing this? There could be something much bigger behind the scenes being played out, folks. So pay attention on this. Gene is a brilliant man. He's worked for the military cracking codes, and I think this is one code he's going to crack right here on FluffTube. Gene, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Nino. It's always good to be back on your platform.
You got it. All right. First, folks, the number one worst fruit for your waistline. Are you turning healthy fruits into highly unhealthy fruits without even realizing it? Fruit can be one of the healthiest things you can put in your body, but the majority of Americans are guilty of making this single mistake that can counteract all the health benefits of fruit. Some fruits can help with the occasional constipation, reduce bloating, and even help burn calories. Others can wreak havoc on your digestive system and energy levels. I came across this viral presentation from world-renowned heart surgeon Dr. Stephen Gundry, who showcases the three fruits to stop eating today, and you got to stop eating this stuff. It was shocking. I had no idea, and after finding it out, I've stopped eating these two. I'm going to put a link down there below, and if you watch it, you will gain this information because it's truly important. Go watch it right now at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Folks, you'll be surprised with these. I can't tell you what they are or you won't click on it. That's the way it works. So got to click on it and watch it. All right, Gene. Wow, man. So much going on. So what? Let's start with the we'll save the arrest for last, but let's start with the earthquakes. Are we going to see more of these?
They're ongoing. It's taking out a huge trafficking hub off the coast of the Kamchatka Peninsula. There's also a Russian submarine base on the other side of that. They're not hitting that. They're hitting the maglevs, the big maglevs that go across the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, right on the boundary between the two continental shelves. And so
I'm showing a link right here. It says there's multiple earthquakes happening. The 6.0 happened today, or on August 9th, sorry. August 11th, the 5.2, August 10th, the 5.3, and then I don't see any today, but this is right after the 9 that hit, 8.8.
If you let me share a screen, I'll bring up USGS.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So this, kind of obvious, Petropavlovsk, Kamchatsky. It's the Kamchatka Peninsula, but zoom out a little. Of course, this is Russia. Their submarine base, I believe, if I remember, is over here on the Kamchatka Peninsula. Oh my goodness. Okhotsk. So you can see the massive grouping. Now, if we go in on that, what you're looking at here is the boundary of place. So if we zoom out, it's also called the Ring of Fire in this case. So you have major faults. These are actually boundaries between the Pacific plate and the Asian plate. And then
trying to set off the Ring of Fire?
No, what they're doing is taking out from Asia the major hub. On the case of the maglevs, they run on the left side. If you're looking with the North Pole up, what we've been told is the North Pole, you'll see that all of the maglev goes down on the edge of this plate. And on the other side, it goes up. There's another maglev that goes up. And then right there, you would have, you know, that's just a deep shockwave from the destabilization of the Asian plate.
So what you're saying is they're taking out underground bases?
Yeah, it's an underground. Right here is the epicenter of where this was. And if you know depths, you see depths, they know depths here, okay? They know
Yes.
depths within a fraction of an inch by satellite. When you see 10K, the maglev's running right through here. So all that's going to be 10K in there. So if you pull that up, because they're taking out the human child trafficking, weapons, drugs. That was done. And then on the other side of that
And a
base,
lot of people will say this is conspiracy, but you have the intel to know that it's not, correct, Gene?
You look at the fault, the pressure waves. You have two types of earthquake waves. You have deep wave, which is a pressure wave, that, and then you have a shallow ship wave, PNS waves, they call it. The shallow shearing wave has a different signature to it. And so they show that if you see a natural earthquake, you'll see the P wave and then the S wave. These 10Ks don't have the P wave, even though they're 10 kilometers deep. 10 kilometers is 33,000 feet. We know what that means in Cabal terms. So what you're seeing is a terminal, a maglev terminal, and then it also started deep shock waves destabilizing the plate. Because there's minor fault lines going up onto the continent itself. And then on the other side is the other maglev going the other way. And you can, take people across over that. They can, zip across there with some little
So that
tender.
red line that you're showing right there, that's the Levitron, that's the Leviton, is that what it's called? Levitron train?
The
Mac.
red line is the edge of the continental plates. So this is the
Okay,
Pacific
I was way
Ocean
off.
plate. Yeah, this is the Atlantic. This is the Pacific Ocean plate. Sorry, not Atlantic. And this is the Eurasian continental plate. So you can see that right there. Actually, this may be the Arctic plate and the Eurasian plate's over here. Yeah, that's probably the Arctic plate there. Yeah, up there. So we can zoom out. That's out as I can get. So that's actually part of the Atlantic plate that goes like this all the way up. So the Arctic is part of the Atlantic plate. And so this is the, it's not moving on me. This is
All
the
right.
Pacific plate. Then you have the American plate and is on part of the Atlantic plate and then South America as well. And then the Pacific has a smaller plate and that plate actually goes up along the coast of South America. And in Peru, there's a branch of it that actually comes up and goes through what they call the Sacred Valley in Peru that creates the Andes. And one, you have these mountains on each side of that, and it dips way down and comes way back up. Like if you look at Machu Picchu, you can see way down in the valley and way up in the mountains here are over, 19, 20,000 feet.
So,
They're
Gene, are all these earthquakes at a certain depth and frequency that goes in tandem with what you're saying? In other words, they are actually they're explosions, underground explosions, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they're earthquake weapons that they're and explosions, explosive devices. They're taking out these maglev stations right here and here for that part of the trafficking that comes from all of China down here, comes up and goes through there. And it goes for all of, Russia doesn't have as much of a problem as we do and China does, but they still have a problem. And so,
So
it
the
goes.
earthquake that hit Russia, that was an 8.8, 8.9. Where did that occur?
The big one, and you can see that's tied to why I was clicking these two, is this is the trafficking for Japan through this part of the maglev, and
Okay.
that's a 10K too. And this one probably is 10K. Yep, that's the plate going, that's the maglev going the other way. And then I would think that was a little deeper. Yeah, that's because it destabilized the plate probably. This is destabilization. No, that's probably for that island then. That's 10K too. That's a deep one. So when you set off these things, it destabilizes plates too. And that caused the eruption of the volcano because they have trafficking that literally goes right around that volcano. And then they're taking that out because you can see the line here. Okay, see the line going up? That's going to it's a deep system coming up there, and it's from the maglev on this side. It destabilized the plate going up, there's a maglev system that goes right up that corner right there too. So from here it goes up like this. They jump over the rift and then they come up through this way. So I would expect some of these to be at 10 taking that out too. Yeah, see, there's a few at 10 and then some destabilization as they take it out. It goes deep and destabilizes the lower levels. And so that's what you're seeing. So if we look at the big one that happened was the first attack on that base. Let's see, where are you? Let's zoom out again and see the cluster. I think it's in here somewhere. Five, 4, 8, 9. Maybe if I stop sharing something and let's see if we can find it here. Let's see, look for a 9.2. I think it was 8.7 or 9 or something like that. It was huge. I don't see the original one, the first one to go off. There's a lot of 10K in there, though. Yeah, I don't see anything over 5.3, really. Let's zoom out a little more and see what we get. Yeah, a lot of 10Ks and a lot of 35. But the fault line runs at 35, obviously. The first fault line, destabilize that. And then you got another one down deep at 60. And then you have something massively deep. That's near the mantle of the Earth. That's coming down deep. The mantles of about 800.
So
So there's.
these tunnels, these bases are all interlinked throughout the entire planet.
Yes.
And what you're saying here is, which I have to say is, this is alleged, this is conspiracy, folks, because it is fluff, dude. We'll talk about more on this on ninoscorner.tv in detail, much more detail. But what you're saying is these are all interconnected, interlinked, for trafficking.
Yep. And the alliance is
Specifically.
taking out maglev hubs that are on the continental boundaries. That's why I'm clicking continental boundaries, and all of them are at 10. You see it?
Yes, I
You
do.
see it? Every single one, they don't know the depth. Here's a station. You'll have some deep fracturing, and then you'll have one at a shallow depth in here, probably.
Now, Gene, a lot of people will ask the question, like, how does this guy know this? But you were a submarine code breaker, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
And
we won't go
he
any further in that, but I mean, people need to know what you did, your credentials here, so you know what you're talking about.
Yep. And we monitor this kind of stuff. Submarines, some of them, if you watch Hunt for Red October, that's for real. They ride down in the trench going through the ridge, and US and Russia can do that. So I know
Wow.
these areas where the trafficking are and that where the alliance is taking it out. This is another one. So you have the main breaker is right there. And then you have another, that's the first hit right there, the big one. And that was 6.1, and that's Spaghetti Turkey. And then probably that's one too. Yep. And there's some that are in Iran that run down. I don't see any reason. Maybe they're pretty much done in there. I don't think that's one.
Wow,
Yeah,
so
it actually.
all of these quakes that have been happening was just explosive, underground explosives taking them, or earthquake technology taking out the bases, right? How many
Exactly.
bases, what percentage of bases do you think have been taken out?
80% worldwide now.
Wow, so we are way ahead of the game now. We are winning.
Yeah, that's why they're freaking out so bad, and they're doing the weather warfare because they can't do the underground stuff. They're losing all their rat lines and their maglevs and their tunnels and their even. Next we'll probably be seeing stuff in the continental United States for the trucking and the railways that are underground, like up where the Golden Dome is up in here. So the Golden Dome system that I'm doing a decode and getting ready to release goes from Haines Junction, and it goes from the surface down into Haines, of course, and then the maglevs and that go up through, and then you also have one down. I think this is where it is.
Wow, this is amazing.
Near this for a submarine
All
tunnel,
of this
actually.
happening right under our feet, and when nobody even knows it.
Yep, exactly. So these aren't one. This is, I think, probably a quarry or something. Oh, they had a landslide. Okay, that's understandable. And then we go up to Denali, which is in here, and they're clearing out the deep the deep, deep stuff under Denali that's part of the Golden Dome. The Alliance is now in control of that. The deep state was trying to get into the thing for near on 80 years now. They never were able to break into it. It agreed to work with the Alliance. It calls itself the advisor, and it's agreed to work with the Alliance to, it's been waiting for this time to help humanity save the Earth and all of the beings and everything. But well, they're killing the Earth, all the life on Earth. Not that it
Right.
won't recover from it and something else will come back. We've had near extinction events that the deep state has caused
Right.
back
Gene.
187 million years with, with the dinosaur times and that stuff. They've been doing this a long time. People, the history people have been told.
Are they even, people ask the question, and are they even human, Gene?
No, the deep state at the upper levels is purely not human. They're what are called, I call them crypto hominids. They're hid, they hide themselves. They're actually called the Homo carpensis, which are two groups. They came from the Sion star system from Ariana and Na, and they blew up their home worlds trying to figure out how to use Merkabic lockup system called the Metatronic technology. It's called the Eye of Metatron. That's part of the All-Seeing Eye, another kind of double entendre on that. And so what they did is they came to Earth and they about 287 million years ago, and they caused the war between Atlantis and Lemuria and destroyed, broke the continent, kind of the surface of the Earth into plates at that time. And then with the Rockefellers and all that, they scourged all through the history, rewrote all our books and everything, so that our history is not real, what we've been told. So if you watch Pravin Mohan on YouTube, he shows temples and things in Burma and in Myanmar and in Cambodia, and there's a temple, and it's carving into the temple is a stegosaurus. So either humans were around with stegosauruses, or
Well,
stegosauruses didn't go extinct. This temple's built like they say.
they've shown human footprints side by side next to a dinosaur footprints. I mean,
Actually, in the Morrison Fold up in Colorado, on the western slope of the Morrison Fold, going there's what they call the Hogback, and there's a road that went up over on the eastern side that used to be an inland sea, and you could see Diplodocus footprints that where Diplodocus walked in the mud, and then it became compressed and turned into sandstone, and then it flipped over when the continents broke apart and that all drained out. And so then on the west side there were Brachiosaurus footprints. I said, told my father, showed me those when I was 8 years old. And there were human footprints next to the Brachiosaurus. I
wow.
go, I said, humans are no more than 1 billion years old. And I got little toy dinosaurs at that time, though they're covered up with the plastic
Well,
ones.
this means either humans are much older than we think, we've been around much longer, or the Earth is much younger, right?
Our dinosaurs didn't go extinct for a long, long time, like a
Right.
few thousand years ago, which is obviously not so, because you cannot have a Brachiosaurus. You can't do Jurassic Park on Earth, because you cannot have a Brachiosaurus, something that's head is 90 feet above the ground, unless it's in water up to the top of its neck. And it has to have the body supported with water, because if it were to walk on dry land, the weight alone which would powder the bone.
Well,
Well,
Gene, I mean, Jacques Cousteau went to Lake Tahoe, right? And he went under, he went to dived in incredible depths down there, and he said, "The world is not ready for what I've seen." What was he talking about? Is there caverns that go down into the inner earth? I mean, I've been told that the earth is carved out like a honeycomb. And are
yes.
there lower earths under this earth? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Well, first you have all these tunnels that go all over the place. It's like a honeycomb, like you said. And then that surface layer, and even during World War II, the mustache men and the innies Z's with him were carving in and doing the Wolf series of their underground, deep underground, you know what, bases that
Right.
were all over Europe. And of course, the West had the Maginot Line, and they were doing things along that, the Allies. And then before that, you had Atlantis and Lemuria doing that. Before that, you had Hyperborea doing that. Before that, you had the Uyghurs. and the which were in the Gobi Desert area and in Sahara, which was not a desert, was tropical rainforest, and then the deep state attacked them. And there was, along with the non-terrestrial part of the deep state, which is the Alpha Draco, Zeta Reticuli, and some other groups, and they nuked the Uyghurs in the Gobi. That's what created the deserts and the Sahara. That's why in the depths of the Sahara Desert, you'll find what looks like green obsidian glass. That's when you bomb into an area and you have sand in that area, and it melts it into this green glass. And then anybody in Egypt, anywhere, or Arabia, or especially where the pyramids are, even in their, in their under their home, a guy got taken to the police because he was digging into the basement. His wife told the police, and they came, and he had pulled up artifacts in his basement because under the pyramids is a vast city, and that was built by the Hyperboreans. And the whole pyramids, all of them, all over the world, have that stuff, like Teotihuacan, the pyramids in China. Pyramids are everywhere, and so it was a worldwide energy network of free energy that was harnessing the natural energies of the earth and the quantum field itself at the quantum level. And it was a worldwide communication network. And the Golden Dome, the if you want to call it the administrator, was helping humanity and all of us. And then the negative groups, what we call the deep state, Khazari mafia, et cetera, then came and with the Anunnaki and became the gods. And they engineered mankind to mine gold for them. And
I've
in the
heard this.
process,
I've heard this. I mean, so we were
and
genetically
so
modified, is what you're saying.
not we, man, we're not mankind. I'm human. So human and mankind are two different species entirely.
Can you
The
explain that for a
mankind was
second?
first engineering of mankind was by the Atlanteans in Edens. Yeah, there were more than one, but the main one was where the biblical one
But
was, and
you
they
believe in
were
God, right? You believe in the biblical God?
absolutely.
Okay, so that is the God of all gods.
There's only one God that created, is, and created everything.
Right, and the little G's, little gods, came and modified everything.
The demi-faith gods, yeah. And then
Okay.
they started wanting miners, and they couldn't force humans to do it. You had the pyramid wars. And that decimated, the Gobi and the Sahara. And then with that, they created mankind because they needed, because of the Anunnaki, when they're conquered by the Draco, it was d with nukes. And so they nuked Nibiru, their home world in the Nemesis star system, which is one of the two star systems that orbits our sun. And its Nemesis is a brown dwarf, and it has three outer planets, the seventh, sixth, and fifth planets. Has seven. Nemesis has Nibiru, Helion, and Argota, and that's where the Anunnaki are. And they're the tall, red-haired giant kind of guys. So they came and working with the fallen angelics and the Aristina, they created gold miners to mine gold so that they could take it back to Nibiru for the Anunnaki to reseed, creating monatomic gold to reseed their atmosphere and reduce the radiation in their planet. And their planet and their star system doesn't have much gold. So the Earth is massively has massive amounts of gold all over it. So the big place was, of course, Africa. And so you have these what look like huge ancient dwellings. But there's no doors and there's no windows, and 9 to 12 feet tall in some cases and higher, built with a stone that oxidizes and turns black from white, grayish white to black. And it the age shows, I mean, they're just like, they look like a flower. If you look down on Google Earth, that you have these flowers all over South Africa. And what those are, if you look at a microwave, that's the same thing you see in a microwave oven. Really tiny though. And so what you can do with that is you can cause, at that high levels like they do with HAARP, you can create earthquakes, you can create storms, you can do all kinds of things. You can also turn matter into energy. So you can turn the gold, beam it up, so to speak, into a ship, and then they can take it back to their home world and reconstitute it into monatomic one-dimensional gold, which is a white powder. It loses about 24% of its mass, and then it can help you stay alive longer. It can rejuvenate you. It can
It's
rejuvenate
the fountain of
a planet.
youth, correct?
Yeah, it
Monatomic
can
gold.
rejuvenate a planet too. It can recede the atmosphere. It could, all the stuff we have
So
today.
that's why they're so hell-bent on destroying the earth, because they know the monatomic gold can rebuild it again.
Yes.
And is that why we, in the Bible it says we live to 1,000 years old and now we only live to 60, 80 years old? It's because they turned off all our DNA, that which we now call our junk DNA. The lowercase gods, the lowercase g's, I guess they genetically altered our DNA, correct?
They got hold of humans in the beginning and started trying to mess to hack into our genome, which, because of the blocks that got put in the blood, they had to start changing blood. Originally, blood was O positive. Then you started having A and B and different, negatives and things. That means you're missing proteins. Those are blocks to making a chimera of human. And so when they finally got through all of that and they got AB negative, then they could create, especially with blonde, blue-eyed people, they could chimera and create mankind. That's what the whole goal was. But in the process of doing these changes to the blood, it also added in to something into us, which is called telomeres. And they shorten. And as they shorten, so does your lifespan. So
Ah,
the
that's
you've
right. So if
got
we
less.
can lengthen the telomeres, we can live longer.
Right. So
And
what
inflammation helps
the
shorten those, correct?
Right, so the med beds are monatomic gold, can reconfigure and regrow the telomeres to the point, the higher level med beds, to the point to where whatever age you want to go to, back to including a baby, they could bring you all the way back, and any limbs missing or any other thing, including all the other stuff with the certain things that came out in 2019 and 2020, that could all be eradicated really quick.
So is this technology that has always existed on this planet and it's lost technology, or is this alien technology?
And Pravahin goes into that too. They had this technology back in those temples. They were carving and showing, actually, we can't complete, they say we can. He has to say what they say. But they're saying you can't, like, grow a baby completely, take the genetic material, the ovum and the sperm, and put it in a lab and put it in a petri dish or something, put it together, and then grow it to a baby without putting it back in a mom. They can, but they're in the pyramids. Or excuse me, in the temples and things in India and in Cambodia, he shows where they have artificial wombs where they're growing a person, not in the mom, in a mom, and then they show them taking it out, and they show free energy, they show spaceships, they show dinosaurs, they show, I mean, all kinds of stuff is there. So, and this is, he went to Malaysia too, and he went to Peru, and you can see these in temples. I've seen them in Mexico, where there's carvings like this showing this technology that they've had, the human race has had a long, long time ago, and then we started worshiping these false gods, and they played us big time. I can't hear you.
Sorry, I put it on mute so you could finish. But so these lost technologies, they've always been here. They've always been, they just have never been revealed to mankind. They've been hidden from mankind. Is that where these secret societies come in? Do they hold this technology and it only benefits them, Gene?
Yeah, they hold quite a bit of it. They've held it in the Vatican. It was hidden in this in the library under the Sphinx, which they got into in the, I think it was the 80s. That was hidden, taken out of the lighthouse of, or excuse me, the Library of Alexandria, and taken to the Vatican, and a lot of this ancient technology. So if you look, for example, when they the Jacques de Molay Society came about was because the coming back from the Crusades at that time, the Knights Templar, they thought they had Jacques de Molay on the ship he was on, had a crystal skull called the Carthaginian skull. And those are high-end technology. They're like the Palantir. They were like exactly like Palantir. And so this crystal skull, they wanted it. And so when his ship hit port, they grabbed him, but he didn't have it. So within 3 hours, throughout all of Europe, Spain, France, all of Portugal, they grabbed all the Knights Templar within 3 hours. Well, when was he alive? Hundreds of years ago. This is a long time ago. So if you're saying they grabbed all the Templars within 3 hours of Jacques de Molay hasn't lived for a long time. We didn't have mass communication, supposedly, at that time.
I'm showing a picture here, Gene, of the pyramids of what is presumed to be under them. And this is just megalithic. This is unbelievable to even look at it. Can you see the screen?
Yes.
I mean, if
Yeah.
those exist, folks, I mean, they've done this with imagery, correct? They'd had some kind of a sonar imagery that they were able to read what's under the pyramids, Gene.
It's with a technology that they can see the vibrations of the earth is always slightly vibrating. You always have little tiny movement. And so with that movement from space satellites, they have a type of high energy frequency waves they can penetrate the earth with, like they use in the fight Scuds and stuff during Iraq. So they can actually penetrate very deep. And so the Italian group that did this mapped out inside the pyramid in a hollow area, which they don't know how to get to, the big pyramid, and also the other second biggest pyramid you see there in the middle,
But I
underneath
mean,
that
but
first.
how far down do these cylinders go? These they look like obelisks. So is the tip of the pyramid the tip of the obelisk? That's what it
Actually, it's
looks
not
like.
like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it may be encased with something like that, but what it actually is let me see if I can find one here on YouTube. Just a second. There's a one that's really good that I found before.
But I mean, if what I'm well, the reason I'm showing this is that if this exists, then if people can wrap their mind around this, which is hard to wrap your mind around, then you need to understand that there are deep underground bases, that there are tunnel wars going on, correct, Gene?
Absolutely.
You there, Gene?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the
World's
okay,
best
here it
and
is. I
another
got it.
groundbreaking
All
discovery
right,
from Egypt.
let's see.
Radar scans from only a few weeks
So
ago
let me
have
roll
revealed
this
something
back just a
utterly
hair
impossible.
and go to full screen. So that's what they're showing. This is what the print they got showing these long
Wow.
cylinders. And then they were saying could be a stairwell or if I'm looking at that as an electronics person, which I am, that was my military career, a big part of it was electrical. That looks like a conducting device. Or you either have like a coil,
Yeah.
so or an inductor. And so then you've got this block down at the bottom, and that's where you would have your amplifying circuitry and all the other circuitry you need. So they had this group, this Italian group. This is them here. He actually goes into it right here.
Digging
Just a
even
second. Let me
deeper,
go back just a hair.
just
They
months
show who
after
it
the
is.
actual keeping.
So they explain here how it's done. It's an innovative radar technology. And so they tested to see,
The
what
world's
else
best
they
and
wouldn't
another
be able to
groundbreaking discovery.
look at. There he is,
Despite this,
this group.
mainstream
Oh,
media outlets like
that's not
notably
him.
Dr.
That's
John Robert.
a
Oh, that guy's
lot.
always trying to debunk everything, isn't he?
He's in charge of everything in Egypt. It
Okay, so
was.
he's in charge of debunking everything.
Yeah,
Trying to
that's
debunk everything, correct?
great.
Keep everything mainstream.
Yeah, so this is what's inside the pyramid.
Wow.
And then,
So they're charging centers, is that what they are?
yeah, they're free energy systems. And then underneath this is a city. And that's Joe, of course. And so they also went and started looking in the other pyramids and things. And looking at the frequency and all of this, and he's showing that here and explaining what they're seeing. and showing the different levels and shafts going down. And then in another video I saw, I don't know if it's in this one. Yeah, it's not this one. They took him and had him look at secret facilities, not high level secret, just facilities that the general public doesn't know that's inside a mountain, for example. And they said, okay, what's in there? And he showed where there was a different like equipment, big generators and stuff within like an inch. And okay, there's a generator here and over here there's, and he was completely out. He did quite a few of them, and inside a dam, he
But
showed what's inside.
when I see the size of this stuff, this tells me that giants did walk the earth. The people that are using this, that built that, had to be enormous in order to. I mean, I can't imagine that they were the humans we see today. They had to be behemoths of a human being. They had to be 10, 15, 20 feet tall, right? I mean, giants did walk the earth. Would that be who built these things? It's just.
Or you have technology we know nothing about. We've been hidden from us, and we have no idea this technology today.
That makes
So,
sense as well.
And so
So,
they had technology like sound has been shown to be able to raise rock
right,
or
vibration.
anything else.
Levitate. So you're saying the pyramids were built by levitation.
Yes. And the thing with the Giza pyramid, the primary main pyramid in Giza is that it's not just that the stones can't be moved by manpower, like they're saying with pulleys and slaves and all of this, and the because not just how massive the blocks are, but the quantity. But the problem is, it's a 3D puzzle. Each block can only go where that block sits. Every other block that's around it fits into it as a like a puzzle, three-dimensional. So the next piece on each side are the only pieces that can go there. The one that goes on top of those three in the corner would be one that can only go right there. Can't go on the other three corners. It can only go there. You have something that's been assembled. Every piece has to go precisely where it is. And I do mean precisely, because when you get to the very, very, very top, it's oriented within less than a tenth of an inch to precisely on center. Well, that means the first block at the blocks on the bottom got to be, within millimeters of accuracy to have that kind of accuracy. Also, it was when it was built perfectly aligned to north. Now it's about 4 degrees off because over time, and that tells you when, because computer studies can tell you. What is 4 degrees off of north? How long ago was north 4 degrees from where it is today? Not only that, but the entrance to the Chamber of the King at the solstice, the summer solstice, it framed Sirius, the dog star, at noon. Well, it doesn't do that today either. And the last time it did that was well long before when they were saying the thing was built in the first place. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of years before they said it was built. So a lot of what they're saying just doesn't line up with the way the pyramid is built, how the pyramid is built, and when the pyramid is built, plus the Sphinx itself, the erosion. There's two gentlemen, I think Duval is one, or Duval, something like that, that showed the erosion on the hindquarters of the Sphinx. Are not by wind and sand, but by massive amounts of rain. And so that means that there had to be an ongoing deluge going on. Well, the last time it rained like that in Egypt, you had a tropical rainforest there. And that's long before the pyramid was there. And the weathering by rain, being blown by rain and water, means the way it's coming onto the back of the Sphinx, there couldn't have been a pyramid in the way. The Sphinx had to be there long, long,
Oh,
10,000
wow.
years earlier than the pyramid, at least. And then not
Wow.
only that, but if you stand in the middle of the hindquarters of the Sphinx and the solstice again, you look right at that time between the ears of the lion that used to be a lion's head, not, and in the a pharaoh came along and had it carved into his head out of his vanity. But it used to be a line. If you look right between the ears, you would see Leo as the sun rose. The sun would be rising in Leo the
That's
first day of Leo.
fascinating. Gene, this is fascinating stuff. This is stuff that my audience needs to hear. I want to pivot just for a second because I promised we'd be talking about, Trump's, I guess you could say, what looks like to be secret agenda here playing out when he puts, because these tunnel wars that are happening below our feet are now, I think we're now at the phase now of the operation where it's transpiring on the surface. So in other words, a lot of people, have brought up the flooding and things like that, but those were all tunnels being taken out as well. They were flooding the tunnels, right?
What happened, just like in Russia, with this last one triggered the volcano. The one in Texas triggered, they created cloud seeding and all that stuff, but it wasn't going to be like that. What they did is they caused a shattering. They didn't know that this is the same thing that happened with the run off the coast of Russia, that the deep state had put a small tactical nuke in there. So when
Wow.
it, yeah, to be
Well,
triggered by something like that. So then it triggered it. And then the same thing in Texas, it shattered the aquifer, which is a giant underground river underneath the Guadalupe. It's a giant river, 10 times bigger. And you had trillions of gallons of water come up from that aquifer into the Guadalupe River. That's why it
wow.
did that.
Wow. Okay, so, I want to talk about, Trump making the moves now for arrests. And how we're going to start seeing what was all what's you said it's 80% done, it's 80% clear the tunnels below us, and now I think the arrests are coming, and that is why he's putting troops, problem reaction solution. He's using the incident that happened in Washington, D.C. for to be the reason and the solution of bringing in the National Guard, because covertly he's getting ready for arrests, and he's going to quell or neutralize the coming civil unrest in Chicago, Baltimore, New York, and Los Angeles, all the big Democratic cities. Would you agree with me, Gene?
Yeah, so what he's doing is DC is the most in the US and could be the world, the most crime-ridden place on earth. Because where does all the color revolutions and all of this funded through USAID come from?
Right. So
Come from
he's.
DC. All the money we pay to go to Ukraine, all the money that for these color revolutions, all of that comes through DC, District of Criminals. So
So,
it is.
Gene, would you be willing to talk about this more on ninoscorner.tv?
Sure.
Because I really want to talk about what is being implemented here and where this is all going. And I don't trust it on FluffTube. Would you be willing to go back to the back channel and talk about it?
Sure.
All right, folks, we'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. Thank you, Gene, very much.